Let's go ahead and stand for a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, the Creator God, this loving Father that we've been hearing about this morning, we come to you this morning because we want to know you more. We want to hear from you. We want your word to be lifted up this morning. We want your people to be fed. We want people to be encouraged to continue to follow you. We want your holiness lifted up here this morning. We want your righteousness. Lord, would you come by your Spirit and reveal yourself to your people here? I don't know why everybody came. You know their hearts. I pray that you would minister to the hungry ones and give drink to those that are thirsty. And convict those that are going their own way. Bring them back, Lord. We thank you that you are a good Father. And that you in yourself is beyond measure and beyond comprehension. So thank you for being that great God. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. Well, I just want to say I enjoyed being together with you Friday evening, most of you there at the couples night. That was a blessing. I am blessed to be a part of a brotherhood that is open, that is, I enjoyed that. So thank you for making it special. I also just want to say publicly thank you, youth, for those that helped serve that. It means a lot that you're willing to serve us that way. And I just want to say thank you. May the Lord bless you and prosper you. Spiritually and physically. So, God is love. We heard that this morning. The reason I didn't want you to erase it, Corey, is because it's just incredible to think. I know you were describing love, but when you look at this list, that's Jesus. That's our God. And that is to you as an individual. It's beautiful. We are undeserving. May it inspire our hearts to serve Him in a greater way. That's my desire this morning, that we could see God in a greater way. I'm just going to start reading a few verses. We know that God came to certain individuals through the Old Testament, starting with Adam and Eve, who's next? Who came after Adam and Eve? Who did he come to next? Yes. Enoch walked with God. Who were you thinking?
Cain.
Next, after Enoch?
Noah.
I don't have it all figured out, but after Noah?
Abraham.
After Abraham. So you just get this all the way down through. So can anybody... When did God start introducing Himself as I Am?
Moses.
I'm pretty sure you're right on that.
I think it was at the burning bush, right?
Yeah. But before that, I want to... The thing is, the interesting thing is, he reveals himself very similar. He just doesn't use those words. And I'd like to start by starting with Abraham. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. He also said something to Isaac. And the Lord appeared unto him the same... it's talking about Isaac now. Genesis 26:24. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, and I am with, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. That was speaking to Isaac. So there he uses the I am the God of Abraham your father. And we'll jump down, we'll come forward in history, closer, moving forward. He speaks to Jacob. Jumping in, Genesis 31, verse 13. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. Okay, so there he says, I am the God of Bethel. Does anybody remember what that's referring to? I am the God of Bethel. Speaking to Jacob. Yeah. So here, and I just read one verse. Where is Jacob now? When God comes to Jacob, he says, I am the God of Bethel. Where is Jacob now? He's still back with his father-in-law, Laban. Okay, so there he is. God comes to him and he says, I am the God of Bethel. But praise the Lord that Jacob has a revelation long before this time. And that was back at the ladder. You're right. We used rocks for a pillow. Let me just read that scripture. You're welcome to turn with me. I'm going to read a few verses there in Genesis 28. Genesis chapter 28, we're going to start in the middle of the chapter, or verse 11. So he is fleeing from Esau, leaving his father and his mother, and he's going. And he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took up the stones of that place, put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and on the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Verse 15, And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee, until I have done that which would I have spoken of thee. What a promise. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, I will give bread, will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. It's a beautiful interaction with God. And he's making a vow here. He said, if God is going to go with me and do everything that he said, I will. He's vowing. He's giving himself to the Lord. And that's what happens when we meet up with God. That is one of the responses that needs to come from our hearts. That here God made himself a promise, reaching out to him, and Jacob responds with, I want to give back to you. Okay, and we all know most of us know the story of how it went when he kept going on his journey. We know he went and served Laban, married wives, and God meets up with him again. Let's jump ahead to Genesis chapter 35, starting in verse 1. And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. So beautiful. God says, get up and go back to Bethel, that same place, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. And let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answereth me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. Here he's testifying of the goodness of God to his family. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was at Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is, Bethel, he and all the people that were with him, and he built there an altar, and he called the place El Bethel, because God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak, and the name of it was called Alon Bachshach. Jumping ahead just a little bit to verse 11. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply, a nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out from thy loins. So the I Am, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, is talking to Jacob, is leading Jacob, is directing him. And we know how the story goes. Jacob journeyed there in Canaan. His sons were shepherds. We all know how what happened with Joseph and the strife between the brothers. Joseph was sold off and went down to Egypt. The I Am was still working. The I Am is still interested in Jacob. The same vision he had to Abraham, the same thing that he was pursuing when he pursued Abraham, he is still interested as while this is all going on, as Joseph goes down into Egypt. And we all know how the famine came. And Joseph and Pharaoh invited Jacob and his family, come down, come down. Genesis 46, verse 3, God says to Jacob, and he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. It's so beautiful to see Jacob walking with the I Am. And Jacob listens and hears and goes. Now, jumping ahead, bear with me as I sort through how much to read, lest I lose your attentiveness. Moving on to Exodus chapter 3. I think I'm going to start in verse 1. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. If you're wrestling with sleep or whatever, don't be afraid to do what it takes to stay awake. Have your wife encourage you or something if you need to be so. I do apologize for the much scripture, but I'm bear with me. I'm hoping by the end you'll see where I want to go and what I want to lift up. So, starting in verse 1 of chapter 3, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people to the children of Israel out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you, this my name forever, this is my memorial unto all generations. And we all know how that story continues to go. He finally obeys. He goes back. But it's beautiful to see how God promises again, you will come back to this mountain. You will come back. I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to bring my people out, and they are going to worship me. And we all know how Pharaoh hardened his heart, and he didn't want to let them go. Finally, after the 10 plagues, he let them go, and it's beautiful. I mean, yeah, if you continue to reading down through there, how God promised that the Egyptians will be spoiled when you leave there, and just the promises, and then we go on through history, and we read, and it happened, you know, and that's our God. That is the I Am. That is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, becoming the Father, the God of the Israelites. Just a quick verse here, talking about God saying again what He wants to do there to the Egyptians. In chapter 8, verse 22, I will sever in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there. To the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. It's just God making Himself known even to the Egyptians. So there they go. They left there. They head out into the wilderness. And God again just shows up. Again and again and again. God pursuing mankind. God wanting to lift up Himself. Because He is the I Am. So there they are in the wilderness, the children of Israel. They left Egypt. They're out in the wilderness. They came to a place where the water was bitter. We know how that story goes. Let's read a few verses there. God shows up. They were murmuring. They murmured against Moses and asked, What shall we drink? Starting in chapter 15 of Exodus, verse 25. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance. There he proved them and said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that, and do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Part of the whole picture of the I Am. He is the one that healeth them. The blessings in your life are to show you the goodness of God. Exodus 16:11-12. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. So there he again heard them. They were wanting bread. They were hungry. And he fed them. But this is what I want you to get. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. Okay? He's not just... He has an interest here. He has a purpose. He's not just... He wants something. He wants mankind to know Him. He wants you and I to know the I Am. Just another few other verses. This is when God gave the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate Him. Just another part of God's... This whole picture... I know we have somewhere. Oh, Corey read something about being jealous. But here God wants loyalty. God wants a oneness. He doesn't want a divided heart. Just like He wants oneness in our marriage. God doesn't want multiple relationships. He wants a union. Another verse. Exodus 22:27. For that is His covering only. It is His raiment for His skin. Wherein shall He sleep? And it shall come to pass when He crieth unto me that I will hear Him. For I am gracious. It's talking about the I Am again. He is a gracious God. Exodus 29:45. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and I will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. Leviticus 11:44-45. For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourself, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 45. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. Another attribute of who God really is. Holy, jealous, gracious, loving, patient, merciful. I am the Lord your God. Does anybody have any idea how often that is said in Scripture? Let's just take the quote, I am the Lord. Anybody want to guess? Close. A little more. No, that's too much. One more guess. 161 times. I am the Lord. I am. The I Am is the Lord. Brothers and sisters, the I Am is the Lord. Why is that so important? Why does He want us to get that? I am the Lord. What about the statement, I am the Lord your God. It's not as many times. Anybody want to guess? Thirty-four. So God has an interest that we get to know that He is the Lord. He wants to be our Lord. But as I was studying and as I was going through this, the interesting thing is, brothers and sisters, He doesn't just say it out of the blue. He doesn't just say, I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord your God. Do you get what I'm saying? He doesn't just, I am the Lord your God. Okay. He puts it with a message. Okay. Be ye holy for I am holy. Okay. And before that, he was talking about some of the Leviticus law. So he's putting it in there. Okay. When he blesses Jacob, I am the Lord, the God of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am, and I will bless you. And I will do this so that they may know. See, it's not just, I am Lord, if you get the attitude, you know. He is. But He wants to relate with you, and he wants you to acknowledge that. And he has a standard of how that's going to work. It's not just, you are my little thing down here. No, he wants to relate with you. I will bless you, and you will know that I am your God. You will obey me. You will listen to my commandments, and you will know that I am your God. Do you get the context, brothers and sisters? I am the I am. Let's jump ahead now to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 43. Reading in verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled, who among them can declare this and show us formal things. Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, I have showed, when there was no strange God among you, Therefore, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am He, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and I have brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariots and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as a tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the old things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Ye shall not know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Just stopping there. He's going back and he's describing. He gave water in the wilderness. He fed them. He took care of them. Continuing on in verse 22. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifice. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thy iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgression for my own sake, and will not remember thy sin. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou, that thou mayest be justified. The first father has sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to the reproaches. There God again is just showing himself who he is. In verse 11, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Brothers and sisters, his cry and his heart was all of this for the children of Israel. When they were going away, when they were moving away from him, when they were offering sacrifices that were not pleasing to him, his heart was this towards them. There's just so many scriptures of God and who he is. I'm wrestling with knowing how much to read. The Lord which call thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, thou hast not known me. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and the son of man which shall be made of grass? Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exerciseth loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will punish all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised. Let me read that verse again. But let him that glorieth in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exerciseth loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. He delights in loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I am their inheritance. I am their possession. There is no Savior beside me. I am the I am. Did you get a picture of who the I am was to the children of Israel? He pursued Abraham. He promised to him a great nation, like the stars of the sea, the stars of the sky, and as the sand of the sea. He led Jacob in the wilderness. He gave him a vision with a ladder. He was with him when he was serving Laban. He was with him. He called him back. He called him back. He made peace. He was reunited with Esau. He was able to deal with all that. He was safe. God was with him. God led him back. God kept him. God took them to Egypt. God brought them back out. God led them in the wilderness. God fought battles with them. God destroyed cities. God, the I Am, was with them. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. But what about you and I? Are you a son of Abraham? Are you part of that lineage? Where would you fall into line? I don't get anywhere close to being a Jew that I know of. But the I Am pursued me. Did the I Am pursue you? Are you here this morning? And do you know the I Am? Do you know the God of the... Do you know the God of Abraham? Do you know the God of Jacob? Do you know the God of the children of Israel? Do you know the God of Moses? If you do, you have an awesome inheritance. You have a marvelous blessing. You have as I thought upon these things, why have I got to know and understand? Why has the written language been in my the written word of God in my language? Why have I been blessed with such of these things? Why do I have an inheritance in the kingdom of heaven? Why have I been blessed with eternal life? Why have I been saved? Why has my heart been healed from my sin and my past? Why me? Why have I been able to understand God? Why has He made Himself known unto me? That great I Am. Why? I have a question. The Lord said, I am the Lord 161 times in the Old Testament. That was all in the Old Testament. And according to my searches, He doesn't say it once in the New Testament. Do you find that interesting? I did. It was very, very important that He said it over and over again. He said, I am the Lord. I am. I am. Does anybody have any thoughts on why that is? Yes, Gary. He's become our Father. Okay, Marcus?
I would say it's because He gave us part of us then. In Jesus, everything, a lot of those things were not just spoken, but they're there with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a relationship more than an example to follow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Roy?
I think the closest we came to that was Jesus, when He was talking to the Pharisees. They said, well, we know Abraham. Where did you come from? And Jesus mm-hmm. said, before Abraham was, I am.
Right.
And, oh, that made it bad.
Right.
You know, but I think the point was that God wanted people, His people, to know that through Jesus Christ, He was their Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm. 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 Right. And then He came and was among us. Anybody? Yes, Steve.
I hate to disagree with you, but in the New Testament, Jesus says, I am the door. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He says many things about, and you know, it's in the Scripture, I am.
You're not disagreeing with me. You're right.
Okay.
But what I was referring to is the words, I am the Lord. He doesn't use those particular words in that, but I agree with you. Just like God was so interested in the children of Israel, He came and spoke to Abraham. He came and spoke to Isaac, and He came and spoke to Jacob, and He came and spoke to Moses. So our Heavenly Father has come and spoken to us. I just asked that question this morning at the breakfast table. Why don't you think it's said in the New Testament, I am the Lord? And somebody said, God, who in sundry times and divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by who? His Son. Who? Whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. The I Am showed up. The I Am has an interest in you and I this morning. The I Am had an interest in the children of Israel. But the I Am has an interest here this morning. I am the bread of life. Who says that? Jesus. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. For if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give him is my flesh, and I will give him which I will give for the life of the world. The I Am of Abraham, the I Am of Jacob, the I Am of the children of Israel came and gave up His life for the world. We don't deserve to know such an I Am. I don't feel worthy anyway. But He has an interest here. He wants to relate to you. He wants you to know the I Am. Just like when He came to Jacob and said, I am the God of your father, Abraham. I am. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Do you want more life? Follow Him. Do what He says. Follow Him. It's as simple as just following Him. They loved darkness rather than liking the light, and so they followed the darkness. What about you? Before Abraham was, I am. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Then Jesus said unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pastures. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Brothers and sisters, why did the children of Israel err? They loved themselves more than God. Marcus?
They forgot that God was their provider.
The I Am. The all-sufficient God. The God who doesn't need you and I this morning. He can live without you and me. He can sustain Himself. But He doesn't want to. He wants to relate with you. He wants you to show His glory through the church, through godly marriages, brother. And you name the list. Brothers and sisters, let's not forget the I Am. I am holy. I am jealous. I am righteous. I am the salvation. I am the healer. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. The I Am. is interested in mankind for how long? How long has God been interested in the human race? Anybody?
Since creation.
Could it be from eternity past to eternity future? I don't know. You might be right. I mean, that's when the human race started. That's when we know that was His intent. But God has an interest in you and I. And not only does He have an interest in you and I, He has an interest in you to live a holy life, a righteous life, a God-glorifying life. But if we're going to err like the children of Israel, what's He going to do? What did He do to them? What did He do to the children of Israel? Yes.
They didn't inherit the promises here upon this life, or the fulfillment of all the things God had to do.
Right, and their kingdom, their earthly kingdom, crumbled. He has so much that He had for them. I am. Had so much for the children of Israel. But they forgot the I Am. What about your inheritance? What about your life? Don't forget the I Am. And most of all, don't forget His love. His affection towards you, His long-suffering towards you, His friendship for you, His kindness towards you, plenteous in mercy, slow to anger, unselfish, giving. He has a devotion towards us. He gave up His only Son. He's loyal. He's very slow to anger. He had long pity with His children, with the children of Israel. Is He going to have long pity with you? Absolutely. That is the I Am. He's generous. Expects the best in everyone. He's humble. He's quick to hear. Thinks no evil. Forgiving. Patient. We have an awesome God. Do you love Him this morning? If you do, worship Him. He's worthy of it. He deserves the praises of His people. Would you go through this week and just praise the Lord? You are a Gentile race, and He made Himself known unto you. The I Am made Himself known unto you. You should be... Sorry. I should be jumping for joy. Bradley, would you be willing to lead a few songs? I don't know if it's fitting or if anybody would love to just simply worship the Lord through song. Would you be willing to lead, or should I ask somebody else? Okay. Let's just simply worship the Lord. I'll let you come up, brother. You can lead from here. Let's just, if you have a song, let's just worship the Lord. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of, yeah. 10-15 minutes, I don't know, unless you want to close early. I mean, we have plenty of time, unless you feel differently, brother.
Number 33, O worship the Lord. And I'll take your selections. Any song that can be by memory, out of the book. Anything that comes to your mind that bless you from this morning. Is this the song you were thinking, John? Oh, Worship the Lord, 33.
Oh, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness.
Tell thy great and wondrous love.
wishes nature's will, thy plan she must fulfill. Creation proves the marvel of the maker's skill. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Thy praises we will sing. Yes, thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory,
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah.
Oh, oh, hallelujah, praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise His name. Praise Jehovah in the highest. All His angels praise proclaim. Together praising sun and moon and stars on high. Praise Him, O ye heavens of heaven, and ye floods above the sky. Let Him praises give Jehovah, for His name alone is high. And His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, far above the earth and sky. Let them praises give Jehovah. Then forever He established, His decree shall ever stand. From the earth, oh, praise Jehovah, all ye floods, ye dragons, all fire and hail and storm.
All ye fruitful trees and cedar, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle,
tradition here to end our service in three songs, praise songs. Wouldn't that be something? Wow, that's good. Worship. May God help us to. Yes, just one thing I thought about. There's easily to be entreated or to be on that board yet. That's an important attribute for love and for the home. To easy. Are you easily corrected? Are you easily entreated, or does it hurt you? Or, you know, that's an attribute that God wants all of us to have. Now, I want to just open it up. We have a little time yet. Open it up. If anybody has anything from the first message or the last message, just something that's been on your heart, you wanted to share, didn't get the opportunity, Gary. I know it's sometimes it is that way. You have something you'd like to write. You hope that maybe you get an opportunity.
Am I on? Okay. Thank you, Jason, and also Corey. A while ago, I was thinking about the I Am thing and just what it means to me. And I have some thoughts here. I mean, it really blessed me. It opened up a lot of different ways of thinking about it. Hopefully, it'll bless somebody here as well. So in the New Testament, Jesus never said, I am the crucifixion, or I am rejected, or I am despised, or I am a bastard, even though he was all those things. But instead he said, I'm the bread of life, the light of the world, I'm the vine, I'm the gate, I'm the good shepherd, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So what does that do for me, really? On a personal level. And I realized you have to be very careful on how you think about yourself. What if you say, you know, I'm depressed? What if you say, I'm angry? I'm discouraged? I'm frustrated? I'm rejected? I'm despised? I'm fatherless? But what if you would rather, maybe you are some of those, maybe you are facing some of those things, but that's not your identity, and that's not who you are. What if you would rather say, I am loved, I'm taken care of, I'm delivered, I'm a new creature. And Einstein, which I don't know if he was a believer or not, he said, on the thought on quantum physics, which is something that he studied, he said it's all just details to me, the exact things of quantum physics. He says, I'm just trying to learn how God thinks. That's what Einstein said about one of the most brilliant scientists that ever studied the creation of God. So those are some things that really blessed me and put a warning in my heart about how I should think about myself and how I should not think about myself.
Amen. Thank you, Gary. Anyone else? Mike.
Well, I am just thoroughly blessed with the service today and the words we got from the Lord straight from His heart. It was very good. Thanks, Gary, too. Those were good words you shared. And I just want to bless God this morning. I have just a praise report for what God has done and how He works, how He orchestrates things to show us that He is God and that He is in control. This week I lost this thing. Kind of precious, you know, to me, right? Credit cards, a little bit of cash, license, driver's license, you know, things that I carry with me all the time, right? It was on Friday, came home from work, and my wallet wasn't in my pocket. And couples night coming up, okay, wow, this is a good time, right? I was actually stressed out. But on the way to couples night, I decided I'm going to trust the Lord with this. Amen. I don't know where that thing's at. I mean, I racked my brain. Where could I have left this thing? Because I know nobody would have taken it. I mean, I knew where it was all day. I just decided I'm going to trust God with this. I'm going to watch my bank accounts, you know, while I'm at couples night, right? You know, make sure nothing's happening. I'm going to still trust God. So I went to couples night, and I forgot about the thing completely until the very end. And right then it hit me, oh man, we got to get out of here. I got to go look one more place. So we went over to where I'd taken my pickup. And it was sitting outside at a body shop, getting fixed this week. Sitting outside in the parking lot, and I thought, I'm going to check there one more time. Just look that pickup over. I don't know where the thing's at, but I don't think it could be there. I just didn't think so. But you know what? I'm going to go anyway. So we went over there after couples night and looked in one side where I had thought it was during the day, and not there. My wife walked around the other side of the pickup, the driver's side, and don't you know, in the back seat, on the floor there, it was just laying right there on the mat. Right there on the mat, on the floor. I said, how could it have gotten there? I mean, that doesn't even make sense. And I think God took this thing and put it right there. During the day, He put it there. And I tell you, we just worship God right there. I said, thank you, Lord. You care about these things. And He just showed us right where it was. Amen. Even when I didn't think it would be there.
I Am knew where it was.
He knew. The I Am knew where it was. So just wanted to share that as a way of saying God is real. And we pray He hears us. And thankful that He sought me out. The I Am sought me out.
In light of the message, anybody else have any testimony like that? That God did something this week? Dan.
Yeah, I'd just like to testify God is an awesome God. And I had to think of that song here while we were singing these praise songs. But, you know, like Mike said, sometimes it's when something really difficult comes along that we tend to lean more on Him and find Him real. But it's amazing to see that, you know, as big as the universe is, as great as He is, all His creation, that He cares about those little things like the wallet. And we had a really hard week about 2 weeks ago, a really stressful week. And God brought us through it. And then this past week has just been kind of a week of rejoicing and just seeing how God is coming through. And so I really appreciate both messages today. Praise God.
Amen. I think revival is still flowing. Anybody else have something? Warren.
Well, until Mike talked about his wallet, I had forgotten about something this week. We had a little bit of snow Monday morning, and I was in a hurry. I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to drive according to the weather, but I sort of was distracted trying to get my Monday morning going. And I had taken a back road to get to Paul B., and right there by John Lapp's farm, there's like a long curve. And at the bottom of that curve, there's a telephone pole. And the car in front of me found that pole before I got there. And I just thank God that He put that person in front of me to slow me down so I see that curve. Because I would have been right there 2 minutes later. Out of control, couldn't stop, couldn't turn. I slowed down. I called my wife. I said, God just did this for me.
Yeah.
Amen. So God is good. And also, I was encouraged with that, the love chapter. We call it the love chapter. Yeah. And I've always tried, somebody whispered in my ear once, it says charity is all those things. And they say, okay, then you can put Christ in there as all those things. But we need to put our name there. Am I patient? Am I loving?
That's right.
Or in all those things. And it's a good friendly reminder to me this morning that I need to put my name there in front of all those attributes of God's love.
Amen. That's good. Thank you, Orrin. Anyone else? Earl Fox here.
Yeah, I have one of these lost and found stories too. We had my bank house, you know, we put our checks in. We have rental property, so every month, certain time, get these rental, and I had like, I don't know, 5,000, 6,000 in there. And I went to the somewhere. I had this pouch along laying on the passenger seat. Anyway, when I got to the bank, I couldn't find it. I looked high and low, up and down. I just figured while I was in at the store, somebody seen that laying in the seat and stole it. That's what I concluded. And so I was pretty, what am I going to do? And we lost it. We should go out and check in the car one more time. And I had looked there high and low. Believe me, I looked inside and out, up and down, under the seats. Anyway, she said, here it is. It was laying right. I think the Lord put it there too, Mike. Anyway, we just praised the Lord. It was just a simple thing, but God is good. And he's real, and he cares even about those things.
How many get Harold Hurd's text message from Haiti? Anybody? Yeah, Earl and I. I just talked with him last evening on the phone, and I'll try to make it real quick. But I thought about it during Jason's message this morning of that very thing. He came into they were out at Eilig. Bringing Rick Hess in. So they got a helicopter, make a long story short. They got airlifted to Port-au-Prince because it wasn't, they couldn't go through. It was blocked and whatever. Anyway, Harold was in the airport there, and Rick did get a ticket to go to Miami, so there Harold was and said, now how am I going to get to Life Ministries? He didn't know how he's going to go. And he thought, well, maybe he just has to stay there or someplace at overnight. But he just prayed and asked God to protect him. This was whiling around there, I guess. But anyway, as he stepped outside, the three cars pulled up from Blue Ridge. And they were bringing some men out that you needed to come out to the airport yet. They came together. All three of them traveled together because of the dangerous situation. And they all had radio communication. And he said, yeah, we'll take you to Life, to your building. And so that was an answer to prayer. He said, I needed that because so many times I have been, you know, there's times that I have been mugged and been robbed and all this was, he said, I needed the faith builder, that God provided a way for him to get to Life. He said he could have just missed them just by a few minutes. If he would have been inside, he wouldn't have seen them because they dropped off and were taken off. So they knew a back way to go around the streets, and they got him through. So he was just overwhelmed. Anyway, anybody else have anything? I just thought that was good. Yes, Roy. We may as well just keep it going. We can go for another hour.
Yeah, I was really blessed this morning. And I just like to brag on my father a bit. That is my heavenly father. It's just the fact that he pursued me and found me and we have a relationship is incredible. It's profound. And I am just so grateful that God is who he is. He sought the likes of people who suffered at the hands of fathers who told them very unkind things. And in exchange, gives them a sense of worth, a sense of being, a sense of belonging, a sense of he loves them. That's the kind of God we serve.
Amen.
People who were talking about some of those things last Sunday and shared their testimony and how God is able to take those things and replace it with something far better. And he's able to do that. That's the God we serve. That's my Father.
So why do we get discouraged sometimes? Why do we get anxious? Earl has something to
add. I was going to say, weren't you amazed at how the service was? Even the children's blessing on the Father's love. That was so beautiful. And it's such a blessing to see these young men up here and their gifts. And thank you.
Amen. Yes, this is good. God is good. And I think this is a good reminder for us in when we do face difficulties that we do remember that we do have an almighty God that's on the throne that, you know, we can call upon him anytime.